It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cannot wait until Monday, because Monday right here on KMOX, we are going to hear St. Louis Billikens basketball. They are opening up the season in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They've got a neutral site game against Santa Clara. And of course, right here on KMOX, you hear Billikens basketball with Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. And Earl joins us right now to help preview the season. Earl, really appreciate you taking some time with us. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. First and foremost, congratulations to you, because you pick up an amazing honor earlier this week, named as an inductee into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. Completely well-deserved. Just another Hall of Fame for you to head into. You're in a few. What did you think? What's it like when you get that call and you find out that you are going into something like that? It's such a cool honor.
It really is. I'm just extremely honored and very blessed to get such recognition. And it's just, you know, something I've always loved to do, you know, talking, writing about sports for a living. That's an honor in itself. But to get that kind of honor bestowed upon you is it's just nothing but a blessing. I just lost the words, and that doesn't happen to me often.
And it's quite the class. You're going in with Anthony Bonner. I'm sure that has to be special for you. There's another KMOX connection, because Jim Jackson, Cardinals broadcast engineer. We could go through the entire list, but it's a really cool group of people that are being inducted in the class of 2024.
It really is. AB, a former Billiken, all great, NBA, Vershawn High School. But like you say, Jimmy Jackson, who I sat next to on Billiken broadcast for three decades now. I think that's really cool to see Jim become a Hall of Famer. I was really excited when I saw his name on that list.
Yeah, we were too. Just to see both those names, and not taking anything away from anybody else, but the two KMOX connections with you and Jim, really, really cool. So congratulations, and I think everybody here at KMOX is just so happy that you are on that list. Let's jump into what's going to happen on Monday. Now, have you ever been to that arena in Sioux Falls, South Dakota? They run events there all the time. I've heard cool things about it. Is this going to be a first trip for you, or have you been there before?
No, it's my first time. I believe it's my first time in South Dakota, as a matter of fact. So that's something off the checklist. I know they've had events in the past there, so I'm really looking forward to checking things out, and it should be a very exciting game as well.
Yeah, I've broadcast games at South Dakota and South Dakota State, but I've never gone into that arena in Sioux Falls. And again, I've heard cool things. It's the Field of 68 event that's going to take place, and they're going to match up against Santa Clara. So Santa Clara is a team that historically is pretty darn good. This is a really good test for the Billikens to open up the season.
It really is. It's a great opportunity for both programs to see if they can pick up a quality non-conference victory to start the season. Santa Clara won 20 games last year. They, you know, Herb Sendak has been a well-respected coach for many, many years around the country at different stops. And they're picked third or fourth, depending on what poll you look at, in a very good West Coast conference. Of course, it's led by St. Mary's with former Billiken assistant Randy Bennett, and Gonzaga. They're kind of the the bellwethers, but Santa Clara is good. You know, they got good size. They got a 7-footer and they got a 6'10". Both guys are starters, can play. And they got a guy that's a pro prospect, Adama Alfa-Bowa, 6'7" forward, who kind of flirted with going pro last year, but he came back. So it's going to be a good test, and looking forward to the challenge.
Team picked up 2 wins during the exhibition portion of the season, as they were expected to do against Rockhurst and Maryville. No disrespect to those programs, but they are built in so for SLU to just get some work in. What did you take away, if anything, from those 2 exhibitions?
Well, the main thing is I believe we got Robbie Avila back healthy. You know, of course, during the preseason scrimmage, he injured his ankle and was out of action for several weeks. But he was able to come back for that last scrimmage, played 17 minutes, looked really good, got a good sweat going. And, of course, everybody knows he's one of the best big men in the country. So just the fact that I think he's going to be full go going into the regular season, that's big. I think it's going to be interesting because we got a lot of different options. Obviously, you look at Robbie, you look at Gibson Jimerson as veterans, and Isaiah Swope. They're kind of the big three. And then you got about 7, 8, maybe 8 guys who are quality players who are really going to battle. I think one revelation was Kobe Johnson, the 6'4 guard out of West Virginia, a senior, really shot the ball well in the 2 preseason games. Of course, he was bought on maybe to be a defender, a veteran hand on the backcourt, but he really shot the ball very well from 3-point range. And I think folks are going to be the other 5th starter is going to be Kalu Anya, a 6'8" transfer from Brown. Just plays with a lot of physicality and plays with a big motor around that basket. So I think it's a team that's going to be a lot of balance. You're going to shoot the ball from 3 quite a bit, and how we rebound and defend, that's going to tell a lot on how we do Monday and obviously throughout the rest of the season. Then there's a lot of other pretty good players to look at down the road.
Is it challenging that for Coach Church, just in the sense that he comes in, there's a handful of guys that stuck around from last year. He also brings in some players from Indiana State. So it's almost like kind of bringing in together 2 different groups plus the new players that you bring in. But that's a little bit of a unique situation, maybe not quite as unique now with the transfer portal, and players do follow coaches a little bit more often now than in the past. But historically speaking, you wouldn't have that where kind of 2 groups are being brought together to form 1 team.
Yeah, it's really unique. But then, like you said, it's what we are, not what it is right now. It's unique because he brings Isaiah and he brings Robbie with him from Indiana State. Not only are they great players, but they're veterans and they know his system, so they're kind of almost like assistant coaches on the floor. And then you got, it's like 3 different groups, as you said. Then you got the 3 holdovers, Gibson, Larry Hughes II, and Kellen Thames as well. And then everybody else, then you got a group of transfers or freshmen coming into the mix. So you're trying to, you know, intertwine all of these entities into a smooth unit. So it's going to be a work in progress throughout the preseason, non-conference, and going into the conference season as well. And like I say, it's a challenge that a lot of different coaches have around the country because of the portal. But it's a unique challenge, obviously, here. And it's got a lot of quality players. And if you want to get to a 7, 8, 9-man rotation, it's a challenge because you got a lot of different guys here who are capable of contributing on a nightly basis, which is a good thing.
Obviously, still early going, and you only show so much during exhibition play, and we'll find out a lot more as conference season, non-conference season moves along. But what did you think from a chemistry standpoint? Did it seem like guys were working together well?
It did. It took, like I said, the first, starting with the second half of the Rockhurst game, that's the game Robbie didn't play. It took a while, and you could see guys get in tune with each other. The passing was well. Then the second game, you saw crisp ball movement, and they just did a nice job making the extra pass. You saw a lot of hockey assists, guys moving without the basketball. I think that's going to be a big core to the offense, the spacing, the movement, the ability to just move the basketball. And I think having Robbie back for that game, that made it a lot easier as well. So I think, like you said, that's going to be a challenge. Now you're facing a high-level team from a conference. That's going to be a good test to see where we are at this point of the season.
In no way, shape, or form do I ask this next question trying to take a shot at Coach Ford. Great, good man, good coach. He did some really good things at SLU, and we wish him best of luck moving forward. But my question is, does what feels different, like from a culture standpoint, an environment standpoint, whatever it might be, what feels different moving from Coach Ford to Coach Schertz?
Well, every coach has its different of styles of play and everything. I know Travis, when he was with Singlish, when we had our successful teams, we were built on toughness, rebounding, playing good defense, and, you know, I always said attack the rim, attack the paint. And we won a lot of games doing that, and it was a lot of fun doing that. While this was Coach Schertz, we got to play solid defense, but his style is more three-point shooting. You know, it's kind of more the analytics. You know, you're shooting the three, you're shooting, you're driving to the layup and getting to the free throw line or shooting the layup, not many mid-range shots in there. So that's kind of more what a lot of, Nate Oates at Alabama has done that, got them to a Final Four. You see a lot of coaches subscribe to that. So you see a lot of the pace and space type of thing. It's almost kind of like watching what Rick Majerus, when he was here at St. Louis University. So it's kind of different styles, both great guys, great to work with, and we're very successful with what they've been able to do.
SLU opens up the season coming up Monday afternoon, 2 o'clock, the tip-off from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as they take on Santa Clara. Our coverage with Bob Ramsey and Missouri Sports Hall of Famer Earl Austin Jr. is set to begin at about 1:45. Earl, great to talk to you. I'm sure we'll check in during the course of the season.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for the time, and again, congratulations on the Hall of Fame induction. Very, very cool.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate the time. Call anytime.
Awesome. That's Earl Austin Jr. joining us on the program. We appreciate him greatly, and man, he is completely deserving of his honor going into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. We'll take a break, and when we return, we'll talk Mizzou football. They're not playing this weekend, but it's a big weekend for them to reset and see what they can accomplish. They've still got the opportunity to have a very special season, but some things have to go right. We'll talk with Eli Hoff from the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. We'll do that next. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.